There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long-term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
Don't sweat the technique. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
It's trade rumors season in Major League Baseball, I guess. 713-780-3776. Oh, by the way, we're going to be out at Cactus Jack's Bang Bang in Mont Bellevue tomorrow. Heavy debate. Mont Bellevue, Baytown. See, there you go. Brian says Baytown, I say Mont Bellevue. The writer of this script says Baytown, but I'm not Ron Burgundy. Summer Circuit continues this week. Join us every week as we visit different restaurants all over the greater Houston area, and even the greater Mont Bellevue area. Each week you can register to win our grand prize of the summer, a pair of brand new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company. That is a how much? How big a value is that?
$4,000.
$4,000 value. All you have to do, stop by the registration table, have a smile on your face, ask to sign up, and you can sign up to win that thing. So tomorrow we'll be out at Cactus Jack's Bang Bang in Mont Bellevue from noon until 6. First Paul, then us. And then Friday we're going to be out at Drift Bar in the Heights. Of course, the LSU headquarters. They're going to have out there about 36 of their alcohol liquor vendors. So if you like free samples, you'll be out there on Friday, noon to 6 as well. Also giving away some Astro tickets for Astros Social Club, the Drift Bar is a part of, too. So looking forward to doing that. So you're going to want to be out there at Drift on Friday, and then tomorrow in Mont Bellevue at Cactus Jack's. Bang, bang! All right, Astros starting pitching. 713-780-ESPN. Kylie McDaniel, who's like the MLB, what would I call him? He kind of like is the minor league guy, prospect guy. He's kind of itching out a role as the number two guy, etching out a role as the number two guy there at ESPN behind Jeff Passan. But Jeff Passan and Kylie McDaniel put together a top 50 trade candidates at the deadline, which is, I mean, kind of useful, I guess. A nice little resource. You can look at some of these players who could potentially be on the move, who might not be on the move. Alex Bregman was number one on here, actually. Now, chance of trade was only 10%, but it would be hilarious if he gets traded. I'd be shocked. I think Bregman's going to sign a long-term extension with Boston. That's my guess on what happens there. It's good list, but Passan and McDaniel are super lazy when it comes to the Houston Astros on this, because every single starting pitcher, with the exception of like two or three, list the Houston Astros. This is what inspired this thought. I think that the need for starting pitching for the Astros is exaggerated. Would it be a nice luxury? Of course, anything would be a nice luxury. But I don't think it's a necessity for the Astros. One, your starting rotation's been good. Fromber, Hunter Brown, yes, you've taken some blows. Lance McCullers was throwing again, so that's good news. You expect to get him back here pretty soon. The guys that you've called up have been fine. Like, Gusto's been okay. Gordon's been okay. Brandon Walter, Jamie Moyer's been not bad. Costanza, he had that one good start. But the Astros are expected
yada,
to get
yada, yada.
McCullers back. They're expected to get Eric Geddy back. They're expected to get Javier back. They're expected to get Luis Garcia back. They're expected to get J.P. France back. Again, would I be mad if they traded for a starting pitcher in a trade that I like? No, of course I wouldn't be mad. But I think that the need for starting pitching has been greatly exaggerated.
Yeah, I'm with you. I read the article and thought the same thing. I was like, I just kind of was scrolling down to every guy that had a starting pitcher next to his name. And the easy answer was teams interested, Houston Astros. And you look at it, and we talked to Michael Schwab about it. We've talked about this in the past, where if you look at the trade deadline, the one thing that you realize is if you just get two of these guys back, you're in a better situation than you were, regardless of what you try to do, where you don't have to make a move. You get two of these guys back, you're in a really good, deep situation with your starting pitching. And because of some of these guys like Augusto that might move to the middle of the bullpen, your bullpen could even get better. But the fact is that from a pitching perspective, as long as they're getting healthy and a couple of these guys come back, you don't need to go out there and make any kind of moves that, one, may cost you significant draft capital or assets, and two, would add more salary to what the Astros don't want to do in terms of their overall number for the year.
Yeah. It's just a starting pitcher, Astros, starting pitcher, Astros, starting pitcher, Astros. And like the name, like there are some intriguing starting pitcher names. Like, how could you not be intrigued by the prospects of Sandy Alcantara, who also has multiple years left of club control? Like, okay, like, I don't know what the Astros would give up for a Sandy Alcantara.
I think that would be a fairly big package.
I do, too. Now, he hadn't been great. It'd be a really big fish.
Marlins.
He hadn't been great this year, but he's been pitching better. I think that the package for a big fish would be pretty big. Freddy Peralta, like, he's not great, but he's got club control for another year. Like, and then you start going to the names like Seth Lugo, who's been pretty good. Zach Gallen, I actually like him. Merrill Kelly, some of these other starters. As you scroll down the list, and then you take a pretty big drop off, and then you're looking at the names like Luis Severino, who, fine, but a really big contract. Tyler Mahle, however you say his name, he's not going to work here. Zach Eflin, who got rocked in his last start. Like, do you want Zach Eflin and have to trade a bunch of prospects, or would you rather roll out Ryan Gusto is your fifth starter?
Yeah, see, I think Lugo's going to get – I think, again, with the level of competition between teams trying to get these guys too is going to push the price up even more in terms of what you have to give, and then you have to consider the contracts that they're making. Look, I like Zach Gallen too. I like Lugo. I think those guys would be really good additions to this team and most teams that they go to. I just don't think the Astros are willing to do that financially and also from an asset package.
Yeah. The finances are interesting because – it feels like Jim Crane doesn't want to go into the competitive balance tax this year.
It does.
And they're right up against it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't see them adding salary for anything other than a left-handed bat. And I think in doing so, what they try and move may also try to kind of counterbalance that so that they still try and stay under that tax.
You don't think Taylor Trammell is your left-handed bat?
No.
What about Singleton? He's back.
No.
I went to look at the Spacers box score from yesterday because I've been trying to keep my eyes on Bryce Matthews, mm-hmm. and I noticed Singleton. Singleton made his Spacer debut for the third time?
Yeah.
Or is it second? Was it Skeeters the first time?
First time it might have been Skeeters.
He was 0 for 4 with a strikeout, John. Big John Singleton. His wife blocked me on Twitter.
She's active out there. For what? Bringing her Astros jersey back out there. And
you know me. I'm not – I mean, I'm annoying. I get under people's skin. But I don't cross any lines. Like, I don't say anything personal.
I wonder how she would have found you, because you don't at people.
I don't. I think she searches her husband's name.
It has to be.
I think she searches her husband's name. And my guess, again, I don't know the timeline here, because I just noticed this the other day when he was signed. My guess is I probably said something. I probably left him off my Astros opening day roster projection, you know? And I probably said, like, he doesn't belong on the roster for this or that.
How'd you even find out?
She, whenever he signed. No. It wasn't whenever he signed. It was whenever he was released by the Syracuse Mets, she popped up on my timeline. And whenever she popped up on my timeline, the comments were grayscaled. So it means I can't comment. And if I can't comment, why can't you comment? Either she has the comments turned off or they've blocked me. So I clicked on her profile, and sure enough, I had been blocked by Lindsay Singleton. I don't know why I was able to see her thing, though. Maybe it was a retweet. I don't know.
Grayscale means it's shaded?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I could search her right now. And Lindsay Singleton will come. Her husband, Lindsay Singleton, married to John Singleton, who was 0 for 4 with a strikeout last night. I can pull up her name, and I can pull up her profile, but then you scroll down, Lindsay Singleton has blocked you. You can view public posts from her, but you are blocked from engaging with them. You also cannot follow or message her, not that I ever did or would. So I can see her views, but I can't engage with her. That's weird. So maybe it's like a partial block?
Yeah, I thought the blocks that I've known about, like, you don't see anything.
No, it wouldn't be a mute. You don't know mutes. Maybe it could be like just a public setting for her too, where she only allows people that she's following
like
to comment.
Her account's maybe protected.
That could be it. Maybe she hasn't fully blocked me. It's just the people
Sarge
that
does.
Follow her. No, Sarge will turn off his comments. Well, I don't know. Maybe I follow Sarge and Sarge follows me, so I don't know what it looks like for the outside world.
Yeah.
If you're on the outside, I don't know, man. I'm on the inside.
Congratulations.
Well, I like Sarge.
Okay.
Well, he's a good man.
Hashtag inner circle.
I mean, I don't think his sports takes are always great, but
interesting.
I think he's a good man. Like, he served our military, you know, tip of the cap to the
he's got great sources.
He seems like he's a good husband. Seems like he's a good grandfather. I think he's a good man. I don't always agree with his sports takes, but I mean, it's sports. Who cares? I don't care. I mean, half of our listeners don't agree with anything I say. That doesn't mean I'm a bad man, you know?
Jury's out.
That's not nice. Sports are so trivial.
What are we even doing here?
Because this is entertainment. This is where you go to get away from your worries and the real things in life. You're mad at the missus or mister. The kids are driving you up the wall. You come here and we are your comfort. We are your therapy. Plus, everybody likes sports. We like sports. You don't have to respect the person's sports takes. It doesn't make you a lesser man or woman. Softball Mom Allison, Day One Donna. We have a lot of great Tamara. We have a lot of fantastic women listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, Christina.
Christina, for sure. Who's Heather?
You don't know. Heather always texts us. She was actually a guest on our show. You're Big League in Heather?
Which Heather?
She was a guest on our show.
Yeah, she was a guest on our show.
When?
Back in the day. Early.
So before I was on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was
Heather, whenever, the
dark days?
Fan?
Yes.
Oh.
You just Big League Heather. She listens all the time. She tweets at us, too.
I did not know
that. Bad look by you, Blankers.
Okay, I'll live.
Heather's going to be upset. Upset with Blankers.
I will live.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. HRMP, listen. Oh, there's a lot of text here. Let's get to the text. Do you think the Astros need to trade for a starting pitcher at the deadline? What should they be trading for? 713-780-ESPN, HRMP, listener line. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. They might be in the market for starting pitching. They might be in the market for a left-handed bat. You might be in the market for a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle. And if you are, listen up. Monument Chevrolet is the dealer that you can trust. Why? They're transparent. They don't hassle you over pricing. They're not going to upcharge you. They're not going to do all the shady things that you worry and stress about whenever you're looking for a new vehicle. Monument Chevrolet has been serving the Houston area for 5 decades. They've helped generations of families get into these new or pre-owned vehicles. And these families keep coming back. Why? Because they trust the people at Monument Chevrolet. Why do they trust them? Well, they're transparent. They're not going to hassle you. It's pretty simple. Family feel there. Friendly atmosphere. They hire great people. It means the culture is fantastic. Get a fair deal, a fast deal, and an easy deal, bless you, without wasting your time in aggravating, stressful negotiations. If you're looking for a vehicle for your business, well, Monument Chevrolet has you covered there as well. They're one of the best dealerships nationwide in commercial vehicle sales, a huge selection of work trucks, vans, SUVs. Monument Chevrolet has the perfect vehicle for businesses of any size or inventory. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. If you've been waiting to upgrade your ride for your company or your business, now is the time to do it. Visit them online, monumentchevrolet.com, monumentchevrolet.com, or go in person, 225 at Beltway 8 at Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Who's the most famous person that has you blocked? 713-780-3776. Mine are just a bunch of randos. I don't think there's a famous person that has me blocked.
Sir Tunzel didn't block you?
No. No, I think because they respected the take. They knew that I was on the right side of history there.
Ben DeBose blocked me, but I don't know if he's famous.
I think Ben DeBose blocks everybody.
Yeah, I know. It's not really a badge of honor.
Ben DeBose blocked himself.
That's
he's no longer on Twitter. mental health awareness thing, which is good. I think that's a good thing. Paulie said that Cactus Jacks is at Lake Charles. Certainly, Paul didn't say that Cactus Jacks Bang Bang was in Lake Charles.
He could have. It was a rough start to the show for him. We'll hear some of that in Car Wreck.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened? He got in a car wreck?
Yeah, he's got a car wreck. You'll hear it coming up.
Not a car wreck. A car wreck.
Yeah, a car wreck. Yeah, yeah.
Cactus Jacks is Mont Bellevue. I know. I've been trying to tell these people.
Baytown.
They don't believe me. Cam Smith and Justin Melton for Justin Verlander. Ha ha. See what you did there. Which, by the way, I looked that up the other day. I looked up Drew Gilbert and Ryan Clifford.
Clifford, the big red dog.
Ain't doing great in the minors. Neither one has made their big league debut, and they ain't looking great in the minors.
Oh, really? I heard Gilbert was struggling. I didn't know that Clifford was as well.
I think Clifford has been moved to first base, and I believe he's still in double A, and his numbers weren't very good. And Drew Gilbert is not doing anything. So we'll see how those guys pan out. Maybe Danny was on the
– And Gilbert played with the kid that debuted for the Angels and hit the home run against Hunter Brown, right?
What?
Moore from the Angels that played second base this week against the Angels?
I don't know if they crossed paths
there. I thought they played at Tennessee together.
Because Gilbert's been gone for a while now.
I'm going to check that.
I mean, Gilbert was an Astro for how long? A year? And then he got traded to the Mets 2-3 years ago? I'm not sure they crossed paths.
Maybe not.
Maybe Moore's freshman year. I don't know. I don't know. Tyler and Conroe, Paston is a tool and a noted Astro hater. No surprise he did shoddy. Careful with the vowels there. He did shoddy work with regards to their deadline deals. Yeah, it was lazy. Yeah, okay. Astros starter. You know what else was lazy about that? Astros, as a fit to all these players on their top 50, they didn't even include them on any left-handed bats. Like, every starter, Astros, exactly. Left-handed bats, never
right,
an Astro.
Right.
Lazy. They don't watch Houston. Lazy. 713-780-ESPN. Tyler in the row. Cactus Jack is Mont Bellevue, by the way, not Baytown. Yes. I'm telling them. Texture Coward blocked me. That's weird. I wouldn't think that Colin Coward would even have time to mess around with people and block them. Interesting.
I think the one guy that probably doesn't block anybody is Skip, because he wants to piss everybody off.
Mm-hmm. Tyler in the row, if you get blocked, you can still see their tweets. Big Sarge blocked me because he's softer than Baby Doo-Doo. Ooh.
Well, there's that.
Ooh. Sarge's not going to mess around with a bunch of people trolling him. Texture says Lance blocked him. I didn't know Lance had that in his game. Texture, I don't follow Singleton's wife. She came up on my timeline, too, and I was able to comment on her post. Okay, so I am blocked. I'm officially blocked by Lindsay Singleton for who knows what. Who knows what? I mean, I'm pretty surface level whenever I talk about sports. I think I just said that he doesn't deserve a spot on the roster. I think that's why she blocked me. But it's just my guess. I don't really know.
Drew Gilbert and Christian Moore were teammates on the Tennessee baseball team. Gilbert played from 20 through 22. Moore played in 22 as well through 24.
So their last year, first year. Mm-hmm. Awesome story. More you know.
Just validating it.
Yep. That was riveting. I'm happy we know that they played together now. 713-780-ESPN. Pleasantly surprised by the Astros lose to Yanks record. Can they see? What? I don't know what that text says. Can they say, who is your daddy to the Yanks? Okay, I see what you're saying. That's a Yankees insult. Trade for a reliever that can fill the seventh inning Hector Neris type role. Do you think they need to fill the seventh inning Hector Neris type
Brian
role?
Isn't that Brian King and...
What do you think?
I think they're fine. I think they're fine with Brian King, and I think Gusto eventually is going to be in the bullpen that can help. I don't know that he's going to be your seventh inning guy.
Currently, how it stands today, I don't love the bullpen as much as I did 2 weeks ago. Sean Dubin being on the injured list, it hurts. Like, it kind of stinks because Forrest Whitley could still actually be on this team. Not that I'm banging the table for Forrest Whitley, but you're carrying two guys right now in the bullpen that you would rather have Forrest Whitley than. And no knock to my guy, Nick Hernandez, go Cougs. And then they called up the Brandon Weems kid once Sean mm-hmm. Dubin got placed on the IL. So, like, there's two spots in this bullpen I don't really love right now.
Yeah, no, I'm curious. I know that in his first inning he had a 1-2-3 inning for Tampa. I'm just curious what Forrest Whitley has done since, because the arm talent is one thing.
Ooh, he got shelled. Oh, how did I miss this? Oh,
I see the sixth spot, huh, against Detroit.
So he had three straight outings where he didn't give up a run. And then in his last outing on the 22nd, he faced six hitters, gave up six hits, and gave up six runs.
And didn't get an out.
That's Ryan Stressley level stuff.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. How did that not get bounced around on Twitter?
Yeah, I don't know. But that, yeah. There you go. That's I don't rough. Miss Forrest Whitley.
Yeah, but the Astros' last two guys in the bullpen right now probably aren't big leaguers.
Oh, you're right.
Ames is probably not a big leaguer. Hernandez is probably not a big leaguer. So, like, they do need to get healthy. They were saying that the Dubin thing is they hope it's not surgery. They think it's not surgery. Dubin said that.
Wait, the Astros said that?
No, Dubin said that.
Okay.
Dubin said that he doesn't think it's serious.
Well, let's hope so, because if the Astros said that, I would think he's destined for surgery.
Rackham Pete, Astros need to stand pat. Any returning pitcher from the IL is an upgrade. And Yordan's PTO should be over soon. Do you want Yordan's PTO to be over, though?
He's chilling right now. He's in La Playa.
He needs to hang out on the playa, have a Corona or two.
I want Yordan's PTO time to be over when he's 100%.
Huh?
I want his PTO time to be over when he's 100% and not until then. So I don't want him to be close, but not 100% yet, or pushing the envelope. Like, at this point, you're in a great spot without him. Get him 100% healthy, and then his PTO time can be over.
I'm just waiting until after the All-Star break. Like, you're winning. You're in second in the AL. You lead the division by 4.5. He plays. It increases the chances of getting hurt. Injury mitigation here. Risk mitigation here. I'm just waiting until after the All-Star break. I think they're going to try to get him back before then. He probably should be back before then. I would personally just play it safe. Wait until after the All-Star break. Tough to tell to a player that's champing, not chomping, at the bit. Texter, if it makes you feel better, Brenham, I'll open up a Twitter account and I'll block you. Ha ha ha. That's hilarious. What a great time that would be. If this is anything good, McCullers, Javier, and Garcia through BP sessions. So did France. And Urgetti's getting ramped up too. So I do think that is good news. Texter, Cactus Jack actually has a Baytown address, even though it's in Mount Bellevue. Cactus Jack's is definitely Mount Bellevue. I pass by it every day leaving work. This texture says Cactus Jack's address is Mount Bellevue. Brian proved that to not be the case yesterday. Texture, go get Trevor Bauer as a reliever. He got shelled the other day in the Japan League. Yordan got the same PTO plan as BMAC. No doubt about that. That is 100% true, but I ain't mad at him. Texture, see you tomorrow at Cactus Jack's.
What was the taggers on Yordan that he swung in a cage?
Swinging in a cage and threw to bases.
Yeah.
Today. That's the latest on Yordan Alvarez. So that's good news. Chase Dolander is throwing for the Rockies tonight, Blinkers.
Okay.
Also a member of the Tennessee Volunteers. So
I don't know why you're like harping on that. I asked the question. We both were.
It's just so random. And
because we were wondering whether they did or not. You thought it was too much time had passed. I thought they did, so I looked it up.
I really wasn't wondering if they were played together.
Okay.
You just kind of dropped that in there. A little data dump on former Tennessee Volunteers. So I thought I'd help you out. Throw in a starter for your trio of Tennessee Volunteers. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Let's get to the Fred VanVleet news. Fred VanVleet signs a two-year, maybe one-year extension with the Houston Rockets. Good, bad, how do we feel about this? Killer Beast, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Guys, if you're looking for new windows, new siding, trying to upgrade the overall curb appeal and the energy efficiency of your house, you need to go to Allstate Siding and Windows. They are the best in the business. They are always taking care of Houstonians. They have great quality products. They have unbelievable prices. And they have a ton of service before, during, and after the sale. Family owned and operated for over 50 years. They are in it to actually help you throughout the process. They love our listeners. They love taking care of you guys. Right now, they got 30% off all windows, $2,500 off a complete siding job. You mentioned us at ESPN 97.5. They'll probably give you a little extra discount because they love the people that listen to our station and our show. Check them out today right now because the great deal is free estimates are available every single day. All you got to do is call them. They'll come out to you and tell you how they can help you. It could be siding. It could be windows. It could be a front door. And they offer so much more. Check out all the products and services they offer at AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. But have them come out because it costs you nothing and it really can save you a ton of money. We got new windows a little over a year and a half ago when we moved into our new house. And it wasn't new by any means. It was built in the 90s. So because of the architecture, when it was built, and what might be the best products, their recommendations were spot on. Immediately, the curb appeal went way up because the windows gave a more modern feel to the entire house. But overall, where we saw the greatest results, 35 to 40% savings on our energy bills, because they do fantastic job at keeping the cool air in the summer and the warm air in the winter while protecting you all season long during hurricane season. They do the best job, and they have the best products with the best service. That's why I speak for them, and I'm telling you right now, call them to get that free estimate. 832-204-1936. Have them come out and see what they can do. 832-204-1936, or visit the website allstatesidingandwindows.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. Live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees. Now back to Joel and Jeremy.
Fred VanVleet, two-year extension. The club turned down the team option, signs him to a two-year extension. $50 million per year. Haven't seen the escalators on it. The second year is a player option for Fred VanVleet. Good deal, bad deal, whatever deal for the Rockets.
I think it's a good deal. You weren't going to pay him the 44 and a half or more. The fact is that they seem to have a very, very solid working relationship, and they want it to continue, because I think that one of the comments that came out of it was that he plans on being here for the long haul. So regardless if this is a 1 year, 2 year deal, that he wants to continue playing here, and probably they would work together on making the numbers work. But it's a good deal because it creates that mid-level exception for them to go out and get a player that they may need now, because of the fact that you're saying goodbye to Jock Landale. You're saying goodbye probably to Aaron Holiday. And if you want to enhance the roster and find a player that you're probably going to need to provide something that you don't get, whether it be if you try to get back into the draft and or if you try to make a trade or two, I think that this was a really good deal. And I think that it just shows what all the rumors were leading you to believe, which is, one way or another, Fred VanVleet was going to be on this team next year and probably for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. What was the average annual salary? Was going to be like, what, 48 on the one that the Rockets turned down, the team option? It's like over 45.
I thought it was 44 and a half or 45.
So roughly $45 million. And then they get him at $25 million per year. Like, yeah, this is a savvy, shrewd move for Rafael Stone. It was good negotiating. I like Fred VanVleet way more at $25 million than $45 million. Not that was ever on the table. Rockets were never going to pick up the option on Fred VanVleet at $45 million. But you get him at $20 million less than the option was. It also, with the flexibility of $25 million, and it looks like they're waiving Jock Landale. Shams was reporting that too, that the Rockets are going to be in a spot where they're currently like in that first apron, but they can use the full MLE as opposed to a portion of the MLE. So that gives them options if there's a free agent out there that they like, that can be in that, mm-hmm. that little window too. So I thought it was really good negotiation. I like going year by year on Fred VanVleet too. Like, he's a little bit older. I don't mind playing the year by year thing. It also gives Fred some options too. Like, this year is an off season where there's not a ton of money with teams under the salary cap. Next year is supposed to be more robust with teams having a lot more money under the on the contract. Not that I'm saying the marriage between the Rockets and Fred VanVleet will, you know, lead to a divorce in a season, but it does give the organization and the player some options next off season too. I think it's a win.
Yeah, and I think when you saw the rumors, they were more along the lines of $20 million a year, but it was 3 years. And I think that third year could have been tough for them because of the fact that you're going to have some contracts that you're going to want to take care of some guys down the road. And I think a three-year contract, especially when it's a Fred VanVleet at this stage in his career, that could have handcuffed you a little bit, and you don't want that. And so, you know, everything that you've heard come out of all the Kelly Eco and all the people that are reporting on this have talked about the fact that Fred wants to play here. The Rockets want him to be a part of this. Ime really likes Fred, and that they want to make sure that they work together towards whatever deals they're going to do. And I think this shows it, that he's willing to do. And now he sees when they're adding a Kevin Durant and they're trying to actually make this team better, he wants to be a part of that. He's liked Houston. And that they're going to work together to make sure that everything works out for both sides.
Yeah. Win-win, I think, here. Are you going to watch the draft tonight?
I'm going to watch the Astros, and a buddy of mine texted me this morning, are you fired up for the draft? Not really, because of the fact that the Rockets don't have any picks. I'm gonna probably check in on the draft from time to time. I'll watch it on my phone to see what picks are going, because normally it's crazy that Woj isn't involved anymore, but it used to be, remember, where there was a fight to see who could release the pick that was being made before it was actually announced by the league.
Yeah.
I'm curious where some of these prospects go. I'm curious to see what some of these teams do. Brooklyn's got 5 first-round picks. I'm curious if they use all of them. I think they're probably going to move some of them. But for the most part, I'm going to be watching the Astros.
Yeah, I can't imagine that I turn it on unless I find out on Twitter that the Rockets like traded for a pick. I'll follow it on Twitter, and I'm sure people will be breaking it too. I wonder if they told Shams not to.
I don't know. Yeah, because of the fact that he is...
Is this the first draft there? How long has he been there?
No, this is his first draft with ESPN.
Yeah.
Yes, because he basically took over for Woj when Woj went to St. Bonaventures.
Yeah, I wonder if he...
I don't think they minded it when Woj was breaking the
I thought there was a thing where they weren't supposed to, and you would always have, like, the... Like, he would allude to it, like... Toronto is leaning in this direction.
Yeah, the creativity of with each pick, he had a different adjective.
Yeah. See, yeah, I don't know, but yeah, I'm always intrigued by drafts, but because the Astros play at the same exact time and the Rockets don't have a pick, even though you will see their team graphic because the trade won't be official until the late, what is it, the moratorium they call it or whatever.
The new NBA year starts, I think, July.
What is the word? Is it moratorium? Moratorium.
I always
whatever
thought,
it doesn't matter. Yeah. I wonder who's going to be the guy that falls, though. Like, I kind of have this feeling that Ace Bailey is going to.
He's one of them, and the kid from Maryland, Queen. Those are the two guys.
You think he's going
to
slip?
Those are two guys that are rumored to be slipping in the draft, and Bailey more so than Queen, simply because of the fact that he essentially blew off and did not work out for any teams. And starting at number 3 with the Sixers, he had scheduled a workout with them, and then just decided he wasn't going to go, and that's rubbed some people the wrong way, to where there's been people very hypercritical of him, that he's very self-centered, all about himself, even on the court, that's all he worried about. Kid's hyper-talented, and I think someone's going to take him pretty early.
Yeah, it feels like he's trying to get to a very specific spot. There was rumors that he wanted to be on the East Coast and stuff.
Well, there were 2 different reports, but they didn't know who they came from. Anonymous sources near Ace Bailey's camp said he will not play for Utah, or he does not want to be drafted by Utah, and there was one other team, which may lend itself to what you said.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see where everybody goes. What's the likelihood you think that the Rockets trade? I don't want to say first round. That feels lofty.
I think it's more likely they trade for a second round pick, unless there's because I don't think they want to be on the hook for the responsibility that goes with a first round pick. I think they'd like to get an early second round or a second round pick where they got a guy that might have slid a little bit, that they know for a cheap price would really be a nice fit for this team. So I think it'd be more likely that they trade into the second round than the first round, but they have been doing all their draft due diligence, no matter if they have a pick or not, even after they gave up all their pick this year to Phoenix.
Yeah. There's not anybody I really love in the second round, though. Like, the guy that I like in the back half of the first round that I think would be interesting would be Clayton from Florida.
From Florida.
He's just such a good shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good playmaker,
but, I
too.
Mean, right after the tournament, there were people that had him as a lottery pick, and I just didn't see it. I didn't see it then.
I don't see that.
Yeah, either. I don't see it now. Now, if he slides, you know, crazier things have happened, but if he slides out of the first round, you would think that that's something that the Rockets would be interested in trying to take a flyer on. But I think a lot of teams would like to get him in the second round where it wouldn't be as big of a risk if he doesn't pan out.
713-780-ESPN. Texter going at you. You disrespected Mr. Stone every time you could. You should apologize to that man, Mr. Rocket.
No, that's not true at all. But you know what? I've been very honest about Rafael Stone throughout the process, and I've given him credit, including just the other day, for the work that they've done.
I feel like that's a long time ago. Like every time, ever since we've been doing a show, which has been a long time, you've been mostly pro Rafael Stone.
And very honest. Yeah. If he made a bad move, like, you know, when you and I went back and forth about the extensions that Jalen and Alpi got, and I was questioning why now and why, especially with Jalen. And I don't go back on that. I stand firm on the fact that I'm going to be honest in every situation with whatever Rafael Stone and the Rockets do.
Hindsight 2020, what do you think about those contracts?
I mean, I think from an Alpe standpoint, it's a good contract. I think that he's going to be here. They like him. He's going to be a part of their future. So I think that that was more of a secure move doing it when they did. I really questioned Jalen, but because it turned into Kevin Durant, and we just have to see what Jalen truly becomes. But I still wouldn't have done it, but because you got Kevin Durant with it, I'm fine.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. I saw a take earlier today. I think it was Roosh. He called the Rockets front office top five. Would you be willing to go that far on the Rockets?
Oh, boy. So if we were going to do top five front offices in all the NBA, I think Brad Stevens has done an unbelievable job at Boston.
I kind of like the trades he's making.
Yeah, he's actually – people think he's blowing it up, but he's actually still finding ways to keep Tatum and Brown and put guys around them. And he dropped $180 million of potential tax for the Celtics. I think Brad Stevens is up there. I think Sam Presti, obviously, with the Thunder is at the top of the list in my book. I think those two guys are extremely high and have to be in anybody's top two. Now I'd have to think a little bit more in terms of...
I think they're top five-ish. Just off the top of the head. Like, I think they've done a really good job. I like the way that they've handled the Durant. I like the way they handled Van Vliet. Everybody's happy. Everybody's doing pretty good right now. 713-780-ESPN. Texter said... It would be nice if McNeely falls into the second round and we move up to get him. That's the UConn kid, Liam McNeely. He's a good shooter, pretty good. I think he, you know what he reminds me of? Sorry, this is going to be a lazy take. He reminds me of a much younger Dalton Connect. Good outside shooter, enough of a playmaker, has pretty good size.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Yeah, I think that, yeah, because of the fact that they both like to shoot the three and they got some spring and they can get up and down the floor. I could see that. Yeah.
I don't, other than that, I don't really love
I was higher on Connect than you were coming out. But
yeah, I think they would back you up. He's been solid. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think I thought Connect was pretty limited. And I thought Connect was already at his ceiling.
Yeah, I think in retrospect, you see the immaturity of the kid because of the trade, and then it wasn't, and then it was tough on him when he had to go back to L.A., which shouldn't have been all that tough. But I think that if he truly gets any kind of minutes, I think he can be a good player in the league.
Pulling up ESPN's mock draft and just looking at, like, the last five-ish picks in their mock draft, they have Rashear Fleming going 27. That's ridiculous. Rashear Fleming's not going 27. He might flirt with being a lottery pick. Yeah, I think so. So, like, I'm going to dismiss that. Maxime Raynaud for Stanford. That's an interesting big man that actually has some, like, skill. Is he enough that you would want to trade to the back end of the first round?
Is he better than the
second?
Kid from Baylor that we were talking about the other day?
The
big kid the Rockets have been stashing that's been...
Oh, he's from Oregon.
Oh, he's from
Oregon. Talking
that's
about
right.
Dante?
Yeah, Dante.
Yeah, much different. I think Raynaud has, like, skill and touch and stuff, whereas Dante's just like, go get the basketball, you're going to block shots and rebound and run the floor fast. Like, he doesn't have any offensive skill.
Gotcha.
He's just a big dude that blocks shots and rebounds, which, you know, I like that kind of. He's like a Capella type, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Looking through the second round, like, I usually have a draft crush in the second round. I don't really have that guy this year. Chaz Lanier, meh. Not an NBA. Kobe Brea can shoot, the dude from Kentucky, but that's really all he can do is shoot. Jani Broome, I think he's a really good college player. I don't see him making it in the NBA. Really good college player. Javon Small would be interesting. I think he could be like a little combo guard that can score a lot of points.
I'm trying to think of, is there a, it's not Coward, it's like that, Cowley?
He's
going to
go early. He's a lotto pick.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, he's a guy that they say is all this mysteries around him, but he could go very, very high.
That kid was going to go to Duke. And then he went to the NBA Combine and like what he heard. I think Coward has a chance to be like a top 15 pick. He's a lotto pick. Coward's a lotto pick. Like, you're not. I don't think that if the Rockets trade into the first round, I think it's in the 20s.
Oh, for sure. I think it's late first at best. And I think that the most likely thing for them to do is to trade into the second round.
Maybe Ace Bailey will have a Cam Whitmore style fall. Stevens, Presti, and Stone are the top tier right now, says a texter. The other Nimhard brother would be worth the risk. Nimhard, I like him as a point guard. He's got great vision. Not a wonderful shooter, not a
That's
wonderful
a kid from
athlete.
Gonzaga.
Yeah. He was really good at college. I don't think he has the NBA size. I don't think he has the NBA shot. I don't think he has NBA athleticism. But maybe he could carve out a role in the NBA as like a backup point guard. He's a very good passer, though. He has elite vision. I will.
He's
give him
not his
that.
Brother. If you're expecting like he's just cut out of his brother's mold, though, I do think he's a good ball handler. He's a good like old school point guard. But you're right, because of the size and everything else, and his inability to be consistent enough shooting the ball. I don't think that's what the Rockets would be looking for.
Any U of H prospects coming out, J-Bone? LJ Cryer would be a guy that I think gets a summer invite.
You don't think he'll be a second-round pick?
I don't. No. I think he'll be on a summer league team and then try to get into the NBA that way. I don't think he'll be a second-round or picked tonight.
I think
or
Roberts,
tomorrow. I forgot it was two
I think practice. Roberts is going to be the same way. I think someone's going to invite Roberts to camp.
Yeah, probably. Uzan would have been the best NBA prospect, mm-hmm. but he's coming back to school. Now, next year will be a different story.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of, there's a few players that could be one and done that are potential lotto picks, potential top five picks in a year. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Let's get to the car wreck of the day. Car wreck of the day coming up next. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Guys, before we go to the break, I want to tell you about Top Dog Fireworks. They are all over over town right now, 14 different locations, and you need to check them out because they are here to take care of you. They have all your fireworks for the 4th of July, before, during, after, whenever you want to celebrate. You need fireworks, you get them at Top Dog Fireworks. You can go to topdogfireworks.com and see all 14 locations, see what they have going on. But I'm here to tell you, you need to get there early because that's where you get the best selection and the best prices. They've got the buy one, get one free wall, where there's over 100 buy one, get one free options to choose from while supplies last, where you can really cash in. Get their daily in-store promotions as well. Great selection, great prices. You spend $250, your reward is going to be while supplies last and a little extra. You find your Top Dog Fireworks location, again, at topdogfireworks.com. You can also see a lot of the different things, the fireworks that they have to offer for you. You know the 4th of July is right around the corner. Yeah, you're going to take the kids, and yeah, you're going to go see some fireworks. But at the same time, you know how the neighbors are, and you know you don't want to be left out when everybody's enjoying and celebrating our nation's birthday. A portion of every sale goes towards supporting local youth organizations in this area as well. So you're giving back while you're getting your fireworks for the big holiday coming up. So we also want to mention right now that Top Dog Fireworks has a holiday giveaway contest. Each store location will have a winner of a fireworks assortment of valued over $450. Everyone who enters has an opportunity to win the grand prize, the Top Dog Beast Assortment. That's valued at $1,100. To enter, visit a Top Dog Fireworks location or visit that website, topdogfireworks.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
You alright?
My leg is broken, the bone's coming through.
Give me your bone, you prick! Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wreck of the day. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. What are you nominating? Car wreck of the day, Bunkers.
I'll start with the fan in Chicago at the White Sox D-backs game last night that started to get on Ketel Marte as he was in the batter's box, making references about his mom who passed away after a car accident in 2017. After Marte popped out, he was emotional. You could just tell he was really disturbed by it. He was crying. All of his teammates rallied around him. Thankfully, now not only was the fan ejected from the game, but now he or she, whoever it was, banned from all ballparks in Major League Baseball until further notice. But this is
Yeah, Bush League. Nothing good comes from Chicago. They're losers. Losers, Chicago fans. Hurling insults about Ketel Marte's mom. Do you think that the fan knew, or do you think he was just making mama jokes?
I think the fan knew.
Either way, tasteless, classless, should 100% be banned. It's just a question that popped in my mind.
Yeah, and I was looking around because someone had the audio but decided to mute it while he was in the batter's box to just show by his body language and where he was looking and how he was acting that he was getting disturbed by whoever was yelling whatever. But I just believe that the way fans are these days, I think they probably knew.
I would guess that they knew, too. I would guess that either way, tasteless, classless should be banned. Just curious if he thought. What else?
O'Neal Cruz. he's at it again. Last night in Milwaukee, thought that he was grounding into the third out and decided to not run to first base when there was only one out and was yanked from the ball game after it was an easy double play. He also, after misplaying a ball, two balls in the last 2 weeks in center field, once it got by him, just stopped and let the ball roll all the way to the wall and let someone else back it up and go get it and try and get somebody out of it. He just, it's a horrible look that he just has a whole lot of I don't care right now.
Yeah, he's one of the most talented players in baseball, too. I think it's like a kind of Jadeveon Clowney-ish, where super talented, probably could be the best player at the position. Not sure the desire's there to be the best player at the position.
I remember he went on that streak. He was a shortstop, and then he went on that streak of like all these different errors where, again, it kind of just – he had like a game against the Astros last year where I think he had three in like an inning and a half. But, yeah, so they moved him to center field, and it hasn't gotten any better.
Yeah, yeah, it's not a great look. I nominated the Chicago fans, too. That was one of my car wrecks. And the other car wreck is Dre's cash out on YouTube right now. Not a great look. Not a great look for Dr. Dre on 290.
Cash
right.
out?
Yeah, he's crashing out.
Oh, crashing out.
He's crashing out. What you got, Brian?
This moment from nearly the beginning of the Paul Gallant show today.
Nearly the beginning.
The Rockets are declining Fred VanVleet's $44.9 million team option for the 2025-2026 season and are re-signing him to a two-year $50 million deal. The man got a raise! I know some of you people look at this contract and you're like, what? And shame on you. Did you see Fred VanVleet single-handedly carry a Rockets offense to a seven-game series against Golden State? No one else. That man deserves every cent he gets. That's how I feel. Rational take? Not really. Correct take. The man, after a lot of guff that he got over the course of the past season, earned this with what he did in this series. Now,
it's also $50 million over 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I was like, that was the first thing that struck me. I was like,
he's making 25 for the next 2 years.
Guess what? Daddy can't read.
Daddy can't read. He got it wrong by $20 million.
Wow.
I saw this pop up of like 2 years, $50 million a year. This happens. Should I kill myself on the air? Seppuku? Huh? The shame that I've brought on my family. How do I recover from that?
That was a lot.
Thought it was $50 million per year for Fred VanVleet.
It is very difficult, though, as news breaks, like as you're on the air, to dissect exactly what it says.
It didn't break while he was on the air.
It didn't break. I didn't think so.
So it was before he went on the air?
During hour one of Dale's show. Like 10:40-ish.
Yeah, I think he started by saying the news earlier today or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a great look. I like how he wore it, though.
Yeah, he wore it.
He did handle it well,
for sure.
But didn't he start? Didn't he also say he read the release that said it was a 2 year 50?
Yeah, he said 2 year $50 million, but somehow in his head he transcribed it to $50 million per year, which would be 2 years $100 million.
I was a little confused with the wording at first in terms of the player option. I thought it was 2 years plus the player option for a little bit, and then I read more tweets and was like, oh, okay, it's not that. It's 2 years the player option in that second year. The phrasing is a little different. Whenever you look at the NBA stuff and Major League Baseball stuff, because whenever you in a baseball contract, it's like a 3 year contract with a player option. It's the fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever this one was tweeted out, it was a 2 year contract with a player option. So it's like, okay, it's player option for the third. No, the player option is the second year. That didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, the when they do the actual written release, it's different than like when Shams first reported it. He was clear to say that second year is a player option.
Yeah.
I think the easy winner is the fan in Chicago.
Any objection?
No, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too. Chicago fan. Goes home a winner. Can never go to a Major League ballpark again, but is the winner of the car wreck of the day. Coming up later, 7 o'clock, Comic-Cast, 6 o'clock, Destination, World Cup 2026, with our guy, Glenn Davis. Going to do it for us. Don't forget to come see us tomorrow. Cactus Jack, bang bang, in Mont Bellevue. And then a drift on Friday. He's Brian. Thanks for the hard work. He's Blank. I'm Brian. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Good. You having a little party?
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD. 97.9 HD2.